the Spartan veterans at practice. These players are a few of the 60,000 Cameroonians who live in the US, the majority here in Maryland. And they'll be watching as the team called the Indomitable Lions attempt to claw their way back, just as they did to beat Algeria in the final minutes of a must-win qualifier.
They showed some maturity, but, you know, with us watching and knowing what soccer is and what, you know, Cameroon is capable of doing, we still see a lot of mistakes that they make, you know, and we hope, you know, they've been able to, you know, have some good guidance and we're still calm and, you know, stand the test.
We're going to take that cup. We're going to take that cup.
They worked under a lot of pressure during qualifying, but it seems that they took the pressure and they seemed to mature as they went through qualifying. Do you think that this is the right time for them?
This is the right time for them because they have to let the world know that qualifying is a hard job. It was not just a fluke.
While the players were at their pre-tournament camp, civil unrest continued back home. And some expatriate supporters have mixed feelings about supporting a team that they maintain have been used by the government to divert attention from its shortcomings.
Yeah, it's really difficult. I mean, and sport has always been used soccer, especially sport washing in back home. Again, like the African Nation Cup that was organized. I mean, there was a lot of trouble back home, and then those things were being done. But again, I think it's really, really difficult for a lot of Cameroonians with what is going back home, with all the struggles and so on. It's difficult to support soccer.
But despite his reservations, Kale Nsambe will be watching with his friends, willing Cameroon to fight back once again. Mike Hanna, Al Jazeera, Columbia, Maryland.